Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Thursday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Good to be with you. We leave chapter 1 of 2 Timothy, and we now make our way to chapter 2. Let me remind you, he is writing to Timothy, who is the pastor engaged in a ministry of church revitalization at Ephesus. Paul is writing from his second Roman imprisonment, and he is writing in light of a death sentence that is over him. And you can also see him writing to instruct Timothy with last-minute declarations of what he has taught Timothy already about how to do life and ministry. So this is what he then says to him in 2 Timothy chapter 2. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Well, that's the only verse I'm going to refer to today. I'm going to finish out this paragraph tomorrow. But I'm only going to spend a moment with this verse because this verse is a foundational verse to a book that I wrote called 3D Leadership, Defining, Developing, and Deploying Leaders, not only in the church for the church, but from the church into the world. And how do you do that? You get an insight into the strategy and tactics of the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul was not only a very effective evangelist. Isn't it interesting? He killed Christians and then he becomes an evangelist, producing Christians by the grace of God. He attacked the church and now he becomes a church planter. And now he also gives us another insight. This man who singled out leaders in the Church of Christ becomes one of the greatest leadership developers in the Church of Christ. He is a leadership factory, and that's the burden of my book, which is calling the church to 3D leadership, defining leadership. The world right now defines it, but we're the ones who ought to define it. The world is developing leaders. We need to develop Christian leaders. The world is deploying its leaders. We need to deploy Christian leaders into every sphere of society. We need to become a leadership factory, just like the Apostle Paul's ministry and his churches continually produce leaders. So should we. You'll notice he has four steps in his leadership pyramid. Paul is the principal leader, and he gives himself to proven leaders like Timothy and Titus and Silas. He trains them, and then he tells them to invest themselves in faithful men. That would be potential leaders. So the principal leader, Paul, invests in the principal leaders, Timothy, Luke, Titus, Silas, and others, and then he expects them to invest themselves into potential leaders, that is, faithful men, who then he calls the faithful men to invest themselves in others also. Those would be possible leaders. So the principal leader invests in the proven leaders. The proven leaders invest in teams of potential leaders, and then the potential leaders invest in the teams of others, that is, possible leaders. I always tell people, Paul and Peter followed Jesus and developed the pyramid structure long before Amway and Shackley and all these other organizations. You can see Jesus investing in the three investing in the 12, and the 12 investing in the 70. And you see Paul saying to Timothy, you do what I did. I invested in proven leaders. Get yourself not a leadership team, get yourself a team of leaders. And these team of leaders invest in teams of potential leaders, and teams of potential leaders invest themselves in teams of possible leaders. So you need to be a leadership developer. The test of a leader is not the size of their following. The test of a leader is how many leaders they develop and deploy. Great leaders produce leaders. And that's what Paul did. That's what he calls Timothy to do. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. Don't get a leadership team that serves you. Get a team of leaders that you serve who do their ministry through teams of potential leaders, who do their ministry through teams of possible leaders, and let the church become a leadership factory that produces not only leaders in the church for the church, but from the church into the world. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.